Welcome and Saba blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. I hope that you can see the presentation, dear ones, on this blessed Sabbath, April 12, 2025. This is our new lesson, lesson 432 of our chapter 85 entitled By the Sea Once More. This is our part three. And we are going to ask our dear brother to be able to share the Tiny Tot Teens hymn with us. It is found in 627 in the hymn book entitled To God Be the Glory.
Speaking of the Beside the Sea, I listened to the whole Desire of Ages this last week. I brought it out of the E.G. White database, stuck it in Word, said, please read it to me, and it did. All right. To God be the glory, great things he hath done. So loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life an atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all might go in. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done. Great things he has taught us, great things he has done, and great our rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our joy and our wonder when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give him the glory, great things he has done.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother. We are going to ask one of the little ones or elder siblings to be able to open this section with prayer. May you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for the Sabbath day. If you took the Sabbath day to keep it holy, since they shall never even do all that work. And please protect the people who spend the Sabbath and who's not in the Sabbath.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, little one. It is story time for our precious Tiny Tot for their lesson. Let's have our listening ears for our dear brother. We'll be able to share part two of our chapter 24 entitled Death of Christ in our study book, The Story About Jesus.
The Bible verses for our lesson are taken from the book of John and Luke today. John 19:30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. And Luke 23:46 says, "And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And having said thus, he gave up the ghost. It is said by the time a person dies from crucifixion, their voice is very weak because they have no lungs to push the voice. But it said right there that Jesus said with a loud voice. So there was something different there. In the meantime, the darkness had settled over Jerusalem and the plains of Judea. As all eyes were turned in the direction of the fated city, they saw the fierce lightnings of God's wrath directed against it. Suddenly, the gloom was lifted from the cross, and in clear trumpet-like tones that seemed to resound throughout creation, Jesus cried, "It is finished!" John 19:30. Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. Luke 23:46. A light encircled the cross, and the face of the Savior shone with a glory like the sun. That should have gotten people's attention. He then bowed his head on his breast and died. The multitude about the cross stood paralyzed and with bated breath gazed upon the Savior. Again, darkness settled upon the earth and a hoarse rumbling like heavy thunder was heard. This was accompanied by a violent earthquake. The people were shaken into heaps by the earthquake. Now, you know that has to be a strong earthquake to shake people together in a pile. Let's see. Okay. The wildest confusion and terror ensued. In other words, followed. In the surrounding mountains, rocks were rent asunder and went crashing down into the plains below. You know, I always thought of Palestine as kind of flat country, but this indicates there were mountains. Tombs were broken open and many of the dead were cast out. Can you imagine? A body being tossed out of the ground and there it lay for a day and a half until Jesus arose. Creation seemed to be breaking into atoms. The atoms are very small pieces. Priests, rulers, soldier, and people, mute with terror, were lying prostrate upon the ground. This is taken from the story of Jesus, page 146. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, dear brother. So next Sabbath, we will be reviewing part 2 of our lesson entitled The Death of Christ in our tiny thought lesson book, The Story of Jesus. And that will take place April 19, 2025. Welcome once more to any one of the dear remnant family that have just joined us. This time for tiny thoughts and parents to learn precious lesson in God's creation through nature. We are still in our topic, Mamas of the Bible. So let's have a listening ear, dear ones, for our dear brother Josh will be the one to share.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. And here's today's Bible lesson concerning the mammals of the Bible. Our Bible verses for our lesson, our topic, Mammals of the Bible, taken from FBL Year 2, Quarter 4. Lesson 6, the sower, the seed, and the soil. On the top and on the bottom under the pictures of the wheat growing is saying Matthew 13:6, and when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. Mark 4:6 says, but when the sun was up and it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And Luke 8:6 says, and some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. Today's lesson will be going through section 4, a horse's legs and hooves. And the memory verse for the whole story is Luke 11:26. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last state of that man is worse than the first. And the character quality of the story is industry versus slothfulness. Industry is the habit of working hard and steadily with thoughts and deeds directed by heaven. Nature, a horse's legs and hooves. Remember, a horse's legs are made for fast running. Large muscles in the upper part of the leg provide power for great speed. The long, thin lower legs give the horse a long stride. The front legs carry most of the weight and take the jolts when running or jumping. The back legs give the power for running or jumping. Each foot is a strong toe protected by the curved hoof. The frog, you can see the illustration, is like a rubber heel. It helps absorb the jolt when the horse is running and the hoof hits the ground. And on our right, we see a picture of a chuck wagon and being pulled by two horses is with a man and his son riding on the front. And above them, we see a diagram of the bottom of a horse's hoof. The whole surface is that we see around the hoof is the wall. The inside is called the sole. Underneath the sole is the side cleft, and the lines around it is the bar. Underneath the bar is a part called the frog, and it's not referring to the animal, the amphibian. Then in the center of the frog is the central cleft, and on the back of the hoof is the heels. The legs and hoofs assist the horse in moving quickly. Race horses can go 42 miles or 68 kilometers an hour. As the leg of the horse is drawn up and then goes down again, the horse moves along. The fast-moving horse reminds us how quick we need to be in responding to Christ. Then our roots will grow deep and still deeper. As a horse moves faster, it changes its gait or the order in which its feet hit the ground. When traveling at a high speed, the horse also uses its tail as a rudder, kinking it around the curves. It can remind us about how God's standards guide and direct our lives. Horses' hooves reminds me, the writer writes, of an interesting case history. There was once a famous horse who seemed to be able to solve arithmetic problems by tapping out the answers with his hoof. He never got the answer wrong, and it was thought that he could even read the instructions of a mathematics problem written on the blackboard. Scientists came to study this horse. They had told strangers give the horse, whose name was Hans, math problems, and Hans answered them all correctly. The scientists, after years of studying Hans, decided he must have a brain that was at least as bright as a human. But one scientist was not convinced that Hans was that smart. After careful observation, he proved that Hans was not able to solve arithmetic problems at all. He was just extra good at watching the people who presented the problems. He would simply tap his foot until he saw some slight change of behavior by the person that told him it was time to stop tapping his foot. Clever Hans was better at reading people than most of the scientists were at reading his behavior. Jesus read the faces of those who listened to him and present the golden grains of truth. He could tell by looking at a person's slight movements and expressions whether the truth was taking root in their heart. hear in their mind, things you can do while you remember today's lesson. One, as you work together as a family, let your chores remind you of your lesson. Two, remember the horse's legs. A moose will be to go to the mother or father or anybody else who you're living under when he or she calls you. Whoever calls you. Three, whenever you get gravel in your shoes that hinders you from walking easily, remember the lesson of the stony ground. You must let God remove our stony heart before we can get along very well in our Christian walk. Next is reinforce activities you can do to help you remember the lesson. One, look for horses. Use an encyclopedia or guidebook to identify the breed. Two, visit someone who has horses if you do not own one. They might even let you go for a ride. Three, notice rocky places and how few plants grow there. Four, try an experiment. Put two plants in two different spots, one in rocky soil and one in rich soil. Set them out in the sun. Watch what happens to each plant. And five, say your memory verse. Remarkable parent food. There were many in Christ's day, as there are today, over whom the control of Satan for the time seemed broken. Through the grace of God, they were set free from the evil spirits that held dominion over the soul. They rejoiced in the love of God, but like the stony ground hearers of the parable, they did not abide in his love. They did not surrender themselves to God daily, that Christ might dwell in the heart. When the evil spirit returned with seven other spirits more wicked than himself, they were wholly dominated by the power of evil. Desire of Ages, pages 323 to 324. When traveling at a high speed, the horse also uses its tail as a rudder, kinking it around the curves. It can remind us about how God's standards guide and direct our lives. That's just another reminder. And here, in these two pictures, there's the top above is a drawing made by the illustrator of the book about its pictures of a horse. Atop is a drawing of a stagecoach, which being pulled by six black horses, and below we see a picture of a real stagecoach, being pulled by real horses. But probably the illustrator got the idea of drawing it by from this picture or another one. What can we learn from our nature walk experience, dear ones? Let's use our listen ears, little ones. First, on our these two pictures are taken by our dear Cecil family. Our dear Cecil family are sharing more scenery. On our left are moss-covered tree limbs, and on our right there's a bunch of almond trees. Continue with the cherry blossom trees, some spring beauty. Spring is here. The cherry blossom, also known as the scora, is the flower of trees in the Prunus subgenus Cerasus. Continue with more cherry blossom sightings here and here. And continuing the beautiful and serene sight of a pond a mile away. And we will end another shot of our dear family's nature sightings of their area pond. And I'll turn the mic back to Mom now.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And thank you so much, DSS for family, for all the photos of nature. We appreciate each one. I remember little ones. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. All come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory, great things he has done. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. Our opening song is a hymn entitled Pictures of Man. You can find it in number 500. If you would like to share the hymn with us, dear ones, you may unmute your mic to do so. I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. If you follow me, if you follow me, I will make you fishers of men if you follow me.
Hear Christ calling, come unto me, come unto me, come unto me. Hear Christ calling, come unto me, I will give you rest. I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Hear Christ calling, come to me, I will give you rest.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. If anyone of the elder sibling, mommy, so daddy, so even our guests would like to open our family meeting with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
Sabbath blessings, everybody. Thank you, God, for this open this morning. And please protect us. Please protect the people who are here, the people who are not here. And please protect the word I'm going to be learning that's going to be about you. Please protect everybody that I know. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, little one. Our opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of John, chapter 21, verse 15 from the King James Version, and it reads, So when they had dined, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than these? He said unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He said unto him, Feed my lambs. This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddies, those that are on other devices and later on recording, we will continue with part 3 of our lesson entitled By the Sea Once More of our study book, The Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, may you unmute your mic.
John chapter 21, verse
16, King James Version. He says to him again the second time, Simon, son of Jesus,
Jonas,
lovest thou me? He says unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto me, feed my sheep.
John chapter 20.
121 verse 17, King James Version. He saith unto the bird, unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was
grieved
because said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things do.
Thou
knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, feed my sheep.
Amen. And Sister Karina, we're sorry. Please feel free to read the next one.
It's okay. Luke chapter 22, verse 31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you that he may sift you as wheat. And then I'll bubble down so that the next person can read.
But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Luke 22, verse 32.
Amen. Today we will cover pages 812 through 813. Welcome to all the precious family that are joining us. We are in the desired ages, page 812. Who would like to continue in the next paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 812, continuing. Again, Jesus applied the test to Peter, repeating his former words. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? This time he did not ask Peter whether he loved him better than did his brethren. The second response was like the first, free from extravagant assurance. Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Next slide, please.
Continuing. Once more, the Savior put a trying question. Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved. He thought that Jesus doubted his love. He knew that his Lord had cause to distrust him, and with an aching heart, he answered, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Again, Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. From Desire of Ages, page 812, paragraph 1.
The Desire of Ages, page 812. Three times Peter had openly denied his Lord, and three times Jesus drew from him the assurance of his love and loyalty, pressing home that pointed question like a barbed arrow to his wounded heart. Before he assembled disciples, Jesus revealed the depth of Peter's repentance and showed how thoroughly humbled was the once boasting disciple.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our first scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of James, chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. Margin taken from Scripture Singer Song in the section Character Building of the Memory Verse CD. Amen. Welcome to all of the remnant family that are just coming in. We are in the desired ages, still on page 812. Who would like to take the next paragraph, dear one? Maybe on your mind.
Peter was naturally impulsive. Sorry. Peter was naturally forward and impulsive, and Satan had taken advantage of these characteristics to overthrow him. Just before the fall of Peter, Jesus had said to him, Satan had desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. Luke 22, verses 31 and 32, reading from Desire of Ages, page 812. Next slide, please.
Continuing the reading. All right. Go ahead.
That time had now came, now come, and the transformation in Peter was
evident.
The close testing questions of the Lord had not called out one forward
sufficient
reply, and because of his humiliation and repentance, Peter was better prepared than ever before to act as shepherd to the flock. The Desire of Ages, page 812, verse, paragraph 3.
Good job. Continuing the reading. The first work that Christ entrusted to Peter on restoring him to the ministry was to feed the lambs. This was a work in which Peter had little experience. It would require great care and tenderness, much patience and perseverance. It called him to minister to those who were young in the faith, to teach the ignorant. And continuing on the next slide, please.
Continuing. To open the scriptures to them and to
educate. Where's your glasses?
Educate them for usefulness in Christ's service.
Heretofore,
Peter had not been fitted to do this or even to understand the importance. But this was the work which Jesus now called upon him to do. For this work, his own experience of suffering and
repentance
had prepared him. Desire of Ages, page 812, verse 4.
Paragraph 4.
Sorry, dear one.
Praise the Lord. Welcome to all the precious family. We are going to learn another beautiful scripture song. And this one is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 11 to 12. Margin, taken from the same section of character building of this scripture singer song of the memory verse CD.
Chastening of the Lord, neither be weary
Amen. We are still in page 812. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
Desire of Ages, page 812. Before his fall, Peter was always speaking unadvisedly from the impulse of the moment. He was always ready to correct others and to express his mind before he had a clear comprehension of himself or of what he had to say. But the converted Peter was very different. He retained his former fervor, but the grace of Christ regulated his zeal. He was no longer impetuous, self-confident, and self-exalted, but a calm, self-possessed, and teachable. He could then feed the lambs as well as the sheep of Christ's flock. Desire of Ages, page 812, paragraph 5. Page 815, sorry.
Continuing the reading. The Savior's manner of dealing with Peter had a lesson for him and for his brethren. It taught them to meet the transgressor with patience, sympathy, and forgiven love. Although Peter had denied his Lord, the love which Jesus bore him never faltered. Just such love should the under-shepherd feel for the sheep and the lambs committed to his care. Remembering his own weakness and failure, Peter was to deal with his flock as tenderly as Christ had dealt with him. Amen. The Desire of Ages, page 815, paragraph 1.
Amen. So let us hear our last beautiful scripture song together. But this one is in the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 32, King James, in the same section of character building of the scripture singer song, memory verse CD. We are going to continue in page 815. Who would like to take the following paragraph, dear ones? May you unmute your mic.
The Desire of Ages, page 815. The question that Christ had put to Peter was significant. He mentioned only one condition of discipleship and service. Lovest thou me? He said. This is the essential qualification. Though Peter might possess every other, yet without the love of Christ, he could not be a faithful shepherd over the Lord's flock. Knowledge, benevolence, eloquence, gratitude, and zeal are all aids in the good work. But without the love of Jesus in the heart, the work of a Christian minister is a failure. Desire is page 115, paragraph 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much, dear brother and everyone, little ones, mommies and daddies. We have come to the ending of our part 3. We are going to reserve the question till we meet next Sabbath by God's grace. Welcome to all the precious family. So next week, we'll be reviewing part 3 of our chapter entitled By the Sea Once More. If you have any question besides this part 3, if you need any research, you could send it before Thursday. Otherwise, you could hold it till we meet again. If any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, or even our guests would like to close our family session with prayer, may you unmute your mic to do so, dear ones.
May we bow our heads on our knees as far as we can. Dear Heavenly Father, who are in heaven, hallowed be thy most unholy name. We thank you, Father Jesus, for bringing us safely once more throughout this week. It's been a tumultuous week of loss and very horrible things. But we thank you, Father, for bringing us through and to worship you once more and to give glory to your, to the honor of your name. We pray, Father Jesus, that you continue to bless us today. Continue to give us all the blessings and the support that we need to carry through the rest of the week and the rest of the day. Help us, Father, that we may stay, our minds may stay on you, that we will gather all the light that you have provided for us today. Bless everyone. Be with the ones that are not feeling well today. Be with our brethren that have suffered loss and are going through the grieving process. We pray for you to uplift them. We also pray and uplift a dear sister of ours, and which her son is in critical condition at this time in the hospital. We pray for him, Father Jesus, and that you surround him, that you put your healing hand upon him, that you breathe on him the life that he needs so desperately right now. Bless us and continue to be with us for the rest of the day. Be with the speaker in the next section of our studies. Continue to keep our minds stayed on you, Lord. Thank you again for your blessing, your love. Thank you for all the children and their participation and their parents as well. In no other name but Jesus Christ, our blessed Redeemer. Amen.
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, dear sister. Next Sabbath, by God's grace, we will be reviewing our chapter 85, By the Sea Once More, Part 3, and that will take place Sabbath, April 19, 2025, of a lesson 432. Leaving the scripture and a small quote as well, by God's grace, the scripture is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 64, verse 6, King James Version, and it reads, But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. And the quote is taken from Maranatha, chapter 74, paragraph 3, and it reads, the white robe of innocence was worn by our first parents when they were placed by God in Holy Eden. But when sin entered, they severed their connection with God, and the light that had encircled them departed. Nothing can man devise to supply the place of his lost robe of innocence. Only the covering which Christ himself has provided can make us meet to appear in God's presence. This covering, the robe of his own righteousness, Christ will put upon every repentant, believing soul. This robe, wove in the loom of heaven, has in it not one thread of human devising. Christ, in his humanity, brought out a perfect character, and this character he offers to impart to us all. All our righteousness are filthy rags. May you all have a wonderful rest of the Sabbath, dear ones, and God bless each and every family. In Jesus' name.